This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. You know, I take my ivermectin, so I was just in the stall playing with my oats and carrots. Oh, and my Salt Lick, yes, and my Salt Lick. And my daughter was brushing me down. Oh, my God, it's so amazing what frauds run our government, what frauds run the CDC, what frauds run the FDA. And you know what's funny? You know, it's not like they're comedians. It's not like they're, what's his name, Bernie Madoff, you know, flim-flam men. You know what they are? The medical ones, you know what they are? They just are greedy. They just lie to make money. That's it. That's all this is about. It's about money. Now, for some people, like Bill Gates, you know, I keep hearing from my own fans, it's about population control. But I understand there are some people who may believe in something sick like that and may be looking to eliminate millions of people. But for the average doctor, the average scientist, first of all, you look at the FDA, right, the makeup of the FDA. The board of directors is a bunch of former... I got it wrong. I got it backwards. The big pharma companies, their board of directors are a bunch of former FDA commissioners. I don't think it's the other way around. I don't think there's a board of directors of the FDA or a bunch of officials of the FDA, and they were all once big pharma. But that might be true, too. I have no idea. That may very well be true. But I know the other way, the other one is exactly right. You go to Pfizer, you go to Moderna, you go to Johnson & Johnson, and they've got former commissioners or assistant commissioners, number two men at the FDA, who are on their board. So, I mean, there's this cozy relationship between Big Pharma and the FDA and all the companies that make the vaccines who are making billions of dollars a day, billions of dollars a week, trillions collectively over the next year. They're all tied in with the FDA and the AMA, the American Medical Association, and the CDC. They all go to the same dinners, the same luncheons. They belong to the same country clubs. They used to work with each other, for each other. And I'm sure it's like, have you ever seen... There's been articles out there about the cozy relationship between government and the media. And it's like, you know, Senator A... You know, there's a senator, a U.S. senator, and his sister-in-law works for this company in the media. And his daughter works for that company in the media. And his son works for this company in the media. And so it's a cozy relationship between politicians and the media. It's all fixed between, you know, big Democrats and Obama and Biden administration and the media. It's rarely a Republican. It's always Democrats and their families. And you don't think the same thing holds true with Big Pharma? That's the scandal, I'm sure, right now. You know, you got a Pelosi, you got a Schumer, you got all these people that are willing to sell their souls for the vaccine, and you'd be a fool and delusional and very naive if you don't believe that they've got daughters and sons and brothers and sisters and other kinds of relatives and best friends who are at work at the top levels of the pharmaceutical industry. So the politicians and the pharmaceutical industry and the media are all in bed together making billions and billions of dollars. And it doesn't even have to be a bribe. I mean, I'm sure, I am certain with the dollars being made, you know, with the COVID vaccine, that there is money being deposited in offshore bank accounts. I'm sure of it. But you don't even need that. You're right, because your typical politician who doesn't want to get in trouble, who isn't a risk taker, who isn't corrupt, all they have to do is say to Big Pharma, hey, listen, I got a son who just got out of Harvard. Can you make him the number three, you know, top executive of your company? Sure, why not? Your son now makes $500,000 a year, first year at Harvard. So is that a bribe? You're damn right it's a bribe. But no one makes that connection. No one knows that U.S. Senator A., you know, whatever the guy's name is, I'm not going to cast any aspersions and tell you I know something. But let's say it's Mitch McConnell. No one knows if Mitch McConnell's son is working for Moderna or Pfizer or J&J or AstraZeneca. Nobody knows that. Even if they did, it would be one person, two people who know it, and the vast majority of voters have no clue about anything. Most people are so naive and delusional, they're just clueless about everything. All the things I know about, most people don't know anything about any of them. So, yeah, Wade Root might know, and I might tell my listeners, but, you know, you're busy, you're driving home, you're buying dinner for tonight for the family, you're going to go sit down and watch Monday Night Football. You're not going to remember this a week from now, or a day from now, or an hour from now. You're not going to remember which guy I said has relatives who work for which company. So it's just easy to get away with it. So, you know, your wife's a lobbyist for Pfizer. Your brother-in-law works for Moderna. Your son works for Johnson & Johnson. Your sister or brother works for AstraZeneca. So, of course, the politicians are going to defend vaccines and fight for vaccine mandates. How much money are they making in bribes? Illegal bribes. How much money are they making in campaign contributions? And how much money are all their relatives making? You know, just like Joe Biden with Hunter. How many of them have sons and daughters working at chemical companies and vaccine companies and pharma companies that are all benefiting from all this? Or mask companies. And look at the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland. Right? That is his name, right? It's not Garland Merrick, right? It's Merrick Garland. Yeah. I hate when people have two first names. It's just hard to remember which one's which. Merrick and Garland. I don't know. Is it Garlic Maryland? Garland Merrick or Merrick Garland? It's Merrick Garland, but it's hard to remember. So Merrick Garland's the Attorney General of the United States, and he was ready to put every parent in America who's fighting for their children's rights against critical race theory, the most racist thing I've ever seen in my life, the most corrupt thing, the most disgusting thing, the most misleading thing I've ever seen in my life, the most vicious communist brainwashing I've ever seen of children. He was ready to put them all in jail. And then it turned out his son-in-law, the guy married to his daughter, is a big shot selling critical race theory to all the schools. So you don't think all these people have children that work for the pharmaceutical industry? So it isn't just that daddy's getting a $1 million bribe at an offshore bank account and daddy's a U.S. senator or a congressman. It's that daddy's daughter works for Pfizer. Daddy's son works for Moderna. And what about if the head of the New York Times son or daughter works for Pfizer or Moderna? So do you believe any of them are going to give you an honest answer about the vaccine? Absolutely not. So I reported in hour number one, I thought what the big story was, in hour number one, that the FDA is accused of colluding with the United States Postal Service to stop and destroy packages of ivermectin mailed to patients. If this is true, and it appears to be, as a matter of fact, someone just sent me, it must be true, because look what someone just sent me. Hold on. Let's see if I could find it. I get so many emails from so many people. I don't know where it is. Oh, here it is. I got it. From Linda. Wayne, a very dear friend, sent money to India for 100 ivermectin pills, cost $180, and after 4 weeks of waiting, he got a letter from the FDA saying it was confiscated. So you're out the money. When you buy from India, you're out the money. You got to pay up front, and the FDA confiscates, and you don't have your ivermectin. If you get sick, you can't get ivermectin. This is tragic, it's disgusting, and it's mass murder. It's attempted murder. It's mass murder for the people that are already dead. It's attempted murder for those of us that are alive. They're trying to kill us. Because actually, all of us on the right are actually pretty smug now, right? That's what liberals are mad about. We're like, we're not going to die of COVID. We got our ivermectin. We all know that's all you need is ivermectin and you're fine. We all know that. So liberals are trying to cut off our access to the only drug that keeps us confident and secure and healthy and makes us know for sure that we're never going to take the vaccine. They want to eliminate that option and get rid of that drug. That's disgusting. That is attempted murder. That is manslaughter. You know, there's going to come a point where I got to stop apologizing for comparing it to Nazi Germany, comparing it to Hitler, and comparing it to 1938, and stop saying there's nothing really like Nazi Germany and Hitler in 1938. We all know there's no real comparison. There is a comparison. If you are force vaccinating, which violates the Nuremberg Code, and you are killing people, and you refuse to report the VAERS report, and you're trying to denigrate and slander ivermectin, and you're slandering the VAERS report, which shows all the vaccine adverse effects and accidents and deaths. If you're doing all of that, and you're banning that, you're confiscating ivermectin pills, you are absolutely guilty of Nazi-like atrocities against the American people. It's time to stop saying Wayne Root is a Jew. I'm going to stop saying you can't really compare this to Nazi Germany, because now you can. This is starting to fall into Nazi territory, folks. If they're confiscating ivermectin, they are committing mass murder and attempted murder. And just to show you, 9 Chicago Bull players in COVID-19 protocol postponed games possible, because you basically have decimated the whole team. So the whole team has COVID. Why do they have COVID? They're all triple vaxxed. Most of them are triple vaxxed. All of them are double vaxxed, because you can't play in the NBA without being vaxxed. And these guys have taken their booster shots, and they've got COVID. I think they've got, they're arguing they've got Omicron. Well, that means Omicron is completely, it's useless to take the vaccine. It does absolutely nothing for you. And then you've got the danger of the actual vaccine. All right, we'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, take your calls in the third hour, 833-WAR-TALK. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. 5 sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. The Root's on fire. Coming up in the next segment, by the way, we've got our guest, Sam Brown, Captain Sam Brown. Retired U.S. Army captain, burned very badly by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan, and now running for United States Senate here in Nevada. Really fine man, real patriot, running for U.S. Senate, United States Senate in the state of Nevada. We've got him on the show coming up in the next segment in about 10 minutes. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Tangible Investments. These are great guys, man. The VP and general manager of Tangible, Mike Bonham, was at my wedding 3 weeks ago. That's how friendly I've become with all my sponsors. He actually came with his wife to my wedding, his wife Crystal. So Mike and Crystal Bonham. And that's who you'll deal with at Tangible Investments, Mike Bonham. Good friend of mine, and he will be your contact. You'll speak directly with Mike. They've been in business 35 years, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection, just one rare coin collection, for $15 million a few years ago, the largest private sale in the history of the United States of America at the time. So these are big guys. These are very talented guys, well-known guys in the industry. They've been awarded the PNG designation. Less than 1% of precious metals firms will ever have this designation. But here's the big advantage to you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer in the country, so they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one, ever, anywhere. I dare you. Go to any gold dealer in America or any, walk into a coin store wherever you live, and ask them if they'll sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price, they'll laugh you out of the store. But Tangible is doing it just for my fans and listeners to prove how good they really are and to get your business, to win you over. So just call them and say Root, R-O-O-T, that's it. And you get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by calling them toll-free, 800-384-41, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com. TII for Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com. So, Rand Paul, who is one of my favorites in the world, probably, right up there with any U.S. senator for me. I think the guy's fantastic, and we know each other well, and every time he sees me, hello, Wayne, how are you? And I'm, hi, Rand, how are you? So, I mean, I really know Rand. Great guy. And Rand says vaccine zealots won't be happy till they get your newborn. In other words, they want to vaccinate babies right out of the womb. Keep in mind, these are the same people who want to kill babies right out of the womb. Until the moment of birth or after birth. They want to kill a baby after it's born because the mother decided she doesn't want it. And those same people now want to vaccinate your toddler, your brand new baby at birth, or your toddler, or your five-year-old. And I want you to understand, everything I tell you has validity. Ron DeSantis, who I believe is the greatest governor ever, ever, not just the greatest governor in America today, greatest governor ever. I actually looked him up over the weekend on Wikipedia, and every single thing he's ever done and everything he ever stands for matches me. I love Ron DeSantis. He is great. And he just appointed a new Surgeon General for the state of Florida that promotes nutraceuticals for COVID. Dr. Joseph Latipo was appointed the Florida Surgeon General and Secretary of the Florida Department of Health this fall by Governor Ron DeSantis, and he's now issued a statewide public service announcement where he supports common sense COVID prevention strategies such as optimizing your vitamin D, your vitamin C, your quercetin, and your zinc. Does that sound familiar to anybody? That's my Dr. Zelenko Z-Stack product. And long before Dr. Zelenko, those are the four I've been telling you about to boost your immune system. And I've been taking those for everything except quercetin. Quercetin's a relatively new thing for me in the last 5 years. But way before these doctors started talking about it in relation to virus and COVID and the immune system, I've been taking quercetin for 5 years. But zinc, vitamin C, and vitamin D I've been taking since I'm a very young man. So like 35, 40 years I've been taking those, and Dr. Zelenko is selling them in one single capsule, and now you're hearing the Surgeon General of the state of Florida saying, here's my advice as far as COVID, nutraceuticals. Can you imagine? The truth is finally coming out, but only in Florida and Texas. The rest of the country, they want you to die. Amazing.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I know, like the folks in Western Kentucky, I'm not doing so well today. and I'm not sure how many of us are.
Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear making those comments while providing an update after tornadoes brought devastation to the Commonwealth. The governor saying at least 74 people are dead in his state and adding at least 109 are unaccounted for and cautioning that the death toll is likely to rise. USA Gymnastics is agreeing to a settlement with the victims of former national team doctor Larry Nassar. The settlement with the U.S. Olympics and Paralympic Committee equals $380 million. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is concerned about inflation as a result of President Biden's pending Build Back Better legislation. Manchin's comments coming as he had a call with the president today. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, got a great guest coming up, Sam Brown, Captain Sam Brown, running for United States Senate here in Nevada. But first, let me talk on this show about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. For quite a while now, they are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch, and the Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs, and that's the Vets and Horses program. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that happen. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive in their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. And knowing my fantastic listeners, I told J.P. Hoffman that he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away. 100% of all donations are used for the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com today. That's vetsandhorses.com. And speaking of vets, how's that for a segue? Speaking of vets, we've got Captain Sam Brown, retired U.S. Army captain, U.S. Senate candidate for the great state of Nevada. In 2008, during his deployment in Afghanistan, his vehicle was struck by an IED blast, leaving him severely burned and wounded. And thank God he has made a huge recovery and living a totally normal, wonderful life as a patriot here in the great United States of America. And Sam is running for U.S. Senate in Nevada. Sam Brown, Merry Christmas. Welcome to the Wayne Root Show.
Thanks, Wayne. I really appreciate you having me on. And can I just take a moment to make a comment about your sponsor?
Sure.
Well, look, there's probably a lot of people who are not familiar with equine therapy. I was not until after I was wounded. And I can just tell you that, it might not make sense to a lot of people, but equine therapy is very beneficial to veterans. And I've talked to many, many veterans who didn't believe in its power. And we're talking about for mental health. We're talking about physical therapy, occupational therapy. It's a powerful program. And so the fact that we've got that, programs like that here in Nevada and accessible to vets is an incredible thing. And people don't have to be horse lovers to support a program like that. It really helps the veterans out.
It's great stuff, and that's vetsandhorses.com is the email to contact them, or I should say is the website to contact them. Biden administration's mismanagement in Afghanistan is not really about Afghanistan. It's about our entire national security and our economic future, says Sam Brown. Why don't you elaborate for us, Captain Sam, and tell us what you mean by that?
You know, every once in a while there's something that kind of highlights a major issue that's systemic. And Afghanistan is that example. What we've got is, people say, Sam, what could we do? What should we do? Well, the problem is, this is a natural consequence of terrible leadership over years and years. And, I dare say decades. And what Joe Biden and his administration and frankly the leaders of the Department of Defense, Department of State have done there is not only have they demonstrated a lack of commitment to probably the highest priority to American citizens who are there, but they have really just ceded not only land but also sort of power in that region to China and Russia. And it has grave consequences for us, not just in a sense of, American dollars spent there, but also access to natural resources, which will be critical to, future economies. And something I was telling on an interview earlier today is we should not be surprised when we have career politician types leading our country. And, and one of the great hallmarks of our military is that it's civilian-led. But when those civilians happen to be career politicians, in many cases, you know, lawyers, and it's not filled with Congress, it's not filled with veterans and people who know the high cost of war. Or the other thing that we need more of is small business owners, people who actually know how to start a business, how to run a business. When we are missing those two things out of our, you know, civilian leadership, we're going to have terrible decisions that destroy our foreign policy, destroy our economy, and Biden's right at the top of that list.
Now, the Senate obviously needs shaking up. We've got spending out of control. We've got the Green New Deal. We've got Build Back Better. We've got everything free for everybody. And inflation is massive. And, of course, the supply chain is dysfunctional. And we need to send outsiders to Washington. You are certainly the quintessential outsider.
Absolutely. It's, you know, in many ways, it was just continuing to trust and rely on the people who have failed us before that drove me to this decision to run for office. You know, it's in many ways, Wayne, I don't look at winning this as, you know, some sort of grand achievement. It's not like I've arrived. Should I become the senator of Nevada? It would be a deployment. This is something that I wish we could change the culture within politics to view serving as such. But we've got people who've been groomed their entire life, and frankly, in both parties who are running or already in office. And those people literally have failed us before, and people like them have failed us for years. And it's time for a sea change. It's time for new blood and people who actually have a shared experience with everyday Nevadans. Like I said, not just veterans, but small business owners, you know, people who are dependent on the school systems here to actually produce something for their children, and, you know, just have that commonality.
Well, I mean, the school system is not getting better. It's getting worse by far. I remember when Brian Sandoval, who was our Republican governor, betrayed us all. He said he'd never raise taxes. Then he gets elected. And literally his first act in his second term as governor is the most massive tax increase in Nevada's history. And he gave all the money to the teachers' unions. And next thing you know, now it's you know, a couple years later, and I guess about 4 years later, and all the articles are out. Our schools are the worst in the nation or second worst in the nation. I think out of 50 metro areas, we're number 49. So we're second worst in the nation. What changed with the extra billion, $2 billion he gave out? So, I mean, schools are, you know, you mentioned schools, and I'm just telling you, we seem to be in a very forever negative cycle.
Absolutely. You know, Wayne, we've got many, many shared beliefs, and one of those is the power of the free market. And I think that's ultimately where we have to go is giving parents the power to choose what's best for their children. And the more options that parents have, the more the public school system is going to have to compete for those dollars. And, you know, at what point do we say that just throwing more money at education is a failed strategy? Not to say that, you know, it can't be spent more in a wiser fashion, but I think part of the wiser fashion is allowing parents school choice. And ultimately, whenever the public school system has to compete against, you know, privates or, you know, there's this phenomenon that's happening now in part because of COVID, which are these micro schools sort of modeled, a modern version of, you know, a one-room classroom. You know, there's some good charter schools out there. Giving that choice an option and where the money follows the student will bring a lot of competition and nothing better to sharpen the results than competition.
Yeah, I mean, we got enough competition. What about, here's an issue that you will have to deal with as a U.S. Senator, because they're dealing with it right now in the Senate, vaccine mandates. And to me, it's the number one issue in America. I think by far, the idea the government could force you to take a vaccine or lose your job, force your kids in school to take a vaccine that has no proven benefit to any kid in the world. You know, John Hopkins did a study, 49,000 kids who got COVID, not one of them died or didn't already have childhood cancer. And then in England, they just did a study of, of thousands and thousands of kids, and not one died. Not one since the beginning of COVID if they did not have childhood cancer. Same stories in America. So the risk of the vaccine far outweighs the risk of COVID, because if you're a kid, COVID is not going to kill you. Where do you stand on the vaccine mandates?
There's no place in America for a vaccine mandate. It's despicable that we've got electeds who are pushing that. The courts have stepped in and delayed or struck down some of Biden's mandates with federal workers. And I think that the longer we progress, the more data, and I've seen now at least two different studies independent of each other that have shown that natural immunity longevity. It's far better, right? And so I think, as time progresses, that's going to continue to be proven as true. And our government has no place to be mandating this, in my view, especially with something that is so unproven over time.
And especially in schools, the kids. There's just no, you could make an argument. I'm very, kind of anti-vaccine, not vaccines in general. I mean, this vaccine for everybody. I just don't think anybody should be forced to do it. But kids absolutely positively do not need the vaccine. There is no proven benefit, and the risk is higher from the vaccine than from COVID. Why are we masking? Why are we vaccinating kids? Why are we locking them out of schools because of a new variant? Crazy stuff. We need fresh blood in Washington. Captain Sam Brown, running for the U.S. United States Senate here in Nevada, former U.S. Army captain, a man who's made the ultimate sacrifice, almost lost his life in Afghanistan for us. Thank you, Sam. God bless. Merry Christmas. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and we want to say an early Merry Christmas! And we don't just want to say it with words, we want to say it with actions. That's right, Energized Health has a Christmas gift for you on behalf of Wayne Allen Root. We want to literally give your spouse our transformation protocol that has transformed lives in health for the last 25 years. We want to give it to you as our Christmas present. So when you sign up today, we're going to give it as a gift to your spouse. That's right. Don't wait for a New Year's resolution. Have a revolution of your health, of your life, and your weight. You can do this today. It's simple. It's scientific. It's sustainable. And it has helped thousands of Wayne Allen Root listeners nationwide and around the world. So contact us today, EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, or call us direct, 888-444-8895.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. JP
Dorothy Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. God, speaking of veterans, we've had a lot of comments here about veterans, and I've got one letter I want to read you. Don says, in my son's military unit, two men have developed heart issues. Since getting vaxxed in October, my son collapsed at the end of an extreme 36-hour exercise in the last weekend of October. He was put on a liquid drip in the field and sent to the hospital at Nellis, where they treated him for 3 days, flushing out his body. This occurred 4 or 5 days after his second vax shot on October 24th. First shot on October 1st. Doesn't get more detailed than that, right? They presented him with his spurs in his hospital room, a big deal for a cavalry scout. Even though he did not finish the entire exercise, his muscles broke down, releasing the protein they contained, which brought on the collapse. If he had not had the immediate treatment flushing his body of the excess protein, organs would have failed and death was a real possibility. He appears to have made a full recovery, but they assured him his injury was not COVID-related. Of course not. COVID vaccine-related. Of course not. But gave him paperwork which indicated the Army would award him a 25% disability for life due to a service-related injury whenever he chose to leave the service. The award was given before he left the hospital. So, and then he goes on to say his sister is 20 years old, also in the National Guard, and has opted to not receive the vaccine. She was under incredible pressure initially, but they've relaxed their attitude somewhat, but she knows she's likely to receive a less than honorable discharge within the next year. She, too, was considering this a career. She is an intelligence specialist. I've listened to your show and your reports on the vaccine's effects. I thought you'd be interested in what is going on in your backyard. And first of all, I told him thank you and congratulations on raising two great patriots. Two great patriot kids like that. But the bad news is, you know, what I honestly believe is, when you say there's two people in your son's unit plus your son who have had heart problems and collapsed or near collapsed and could have died because they just got the COVID vaccine and then they had the heart problems or collapsed. I have bad news for you. My learned opinion, my educated guess, and it's just a guess, but from reading the VAERS report, understanding everything that's going on, it's some people are affected. I don't know what the difference is, why some are and some aren't, but some people are affected right away by this vaccine, this COVID vaccine. And lots of others are going to have big problems down the line, perhaps for the rest of their lives, and lots of others are going to die, going to drop dead of a heart attack. So the fact that, you know, you could have a unit of 20 guys and only two have problems, the other 18 are going to have problems too, just wait a year, or two, or three. Nobody says this has to happen. You get vaccinated and a month later you die. It's happening all across America like that, but not to everybody. To, you know, a small percent, maybe, you know, 2% have major problems or death from the vaccine. But that doesn't mean the other 98% are not going to have autoimmune disease, Bell's palsy, and a thousand other problems 5 years down the line or 3 years down the line for the rest of their lives. This thing is just awful. This thing's a nightmare. This is a man-eater. You know, it's eating men and women all over the United States, the vaccine. It's killing people. It's crippling people. It's giving them permanent disability. And the fact that, you know, only a tiny percent get it now, you know, 20,000 are dead on the VAERS report from directly from the jab, 20,000. But that number could be such a magnitude. That's just a fraction of the real number. Because they're so backlogged at VAERS that my friends in government tell me, on the QT, of course, without using their names ever, they tell me that the system is so backlogged that there may actually be 100,000 deaths in VAERS, not 20,000. And there's 80,000 ready to be filed and collected, and they haven't even gotten there yet. They haven't processed them yet. Keep in mind that this could be you. This guy visited a plant nursery last week in Australia, and now he's quarantined in a hotel. So again, I don't want to be accused of going too far. This is not Nazi Germany yet, but it has hallmarks of Nazi Germany. Nobody is taking you and beating you and torturing you in a cattle car with hundreds of people stuffed in so you suffocate in a cattle car, taking you to a concentration camp. And then when you get to the concentration camp, it's forced labor till you die. And in the meantime, they may gas you. No, nobody's doing that in America today. This is not Nazi Germany yet. And in Australia, it's still not Nazi Germany yet. But it's the Soviet Union. There's a difference between Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. The Soviet Union would have no problem just taking you from your home, claiming you were in a store and the store had someone with COVID. You were near a person with COVID. You've got to leave with us now. You have children. You have dogs. What the F? Are you out of your mind? You have a life. You have a business to run. You can't leave and go to a quarantine camp. And then they take him in a bus with two other people who have no idea why they're there. He has no idea why he's there. I'll read you more in the next hour. And then when you get there, you're alone and isolated in a hotel. And they tell you you're stuck for 2 weeks in a room. And you can't ever come out. You have no fresh air. The windows are sealed. Now, you're not being tortured. I'm not saying you're going to be gassed. It's not Nazi Germany. It's not a concentration camp. But even if it's a nice hotel room, I'm not staying in a hotel room for 2 weeks. And I'm not leaving my home. And I'm never getting in that van. Good luck to you, mother truckers. We fight back in America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com. 2.